You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts. This is Steve.
And I am Matthew, and we are rocketing through the alphabet here with one word for every letter, and we are all the way up to day 17.
Wow.
And Steve Anderson got the luck of the draw. So, Steve, what is your word for
the letter Q?
My word for the letter Q? Oh. I'm gonna blow your mind with my vocabulary here.
I'm so worried about this right now.
I'm just gonna blow your mind with my vocabulary. The word is quixotic.
Quixotic.
Quixotic. Do you know what that means?
No, I'm going to need that. What do they say in the spelling bee? Use it in a sentence, please.
Well, I don't think I can.
If I have to spell this more out, it's over.
I thought I knew what it meant. I actually had to go look it up, and it didn't mean what I thought it meant.
Uh-oh.
But it still works for this episode.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
But first, you got to hear it, because it sounds so much better. Listen, this is how it sounds.
Quixotic.
Isn't that nice?
Quixotic. Quixotic.
It's so nice.
It's very, very soothing.
It is.
But what does it mean?
Okay, this is what it means. It says, idealistic, romantic, visionary, utopian, extravagant. It's an idea that is something you want to pursue, but it's really not attainable. It's an idealistic, visionary, romantic idea that can't happen. Okay?
Yeah, I got a few of those.
I'm just thinking about this in terms of student ministry. You know, what would it look like if our youth ministries could achieve every goal that we had for them? How beautiful it would be. And then I'm thinking back to one of our early episodes about things you cannot change, mm-hmm. the reality of things as they are that you're never going to be able to change short of a work of the Holy Spirit,
right? Sort of a quintessential situation.
Another
term. I don't know if I used that correctly, but whatever.
So quixotic.
Quixotic.
If you could create a youth ministry.
Oh, man.
What are some idealistic things that would be part of that you've never been able to achieve?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind without even batting an eyelash is a sense of welcoming community that is regardless of where a student came from, what their personality is, how they talk, what they look like. Just no matter what, when someone walked through the doors of my student ministry, they felt like they were a part of a family, that they were cared for, that they were loved, that they were accepted exactly as they are.
And the whole group would just welcome them in a big group hug.
And within 2 weeks, they would say, it's like this is my family. Like they, even though I'm weird and I have quirks, whatever the thing is, I was accepted anyway. Yeah. I was welcomed. Nobody made fun of me. Nobody tried to stay away from me. Nobody avoided me. Like, I just was welcomed as if I was the popular kid. That would be quixotic.
That is a utopian
That ideal. Is a utopian thing that I have been chasing for 28 years. And I've seen glimpses of it.
Yeah.
You know, every now and again, you get a glimpse. Yeah. It's not like we don't accomplish this. It's just that, boy, if we could accomplish it every week, after week, in full, how amazing would that be? And how attractive of a place would that be for a student to come to?
Wow.
I mean, I would kill to get to that place as an adult.
Yes.
Let alone as an awkward 16-year-old. I can't imagine what I would do to find that place.
Man, that's a beautiful vision. Yeah. It really is.
It's very utopian. Very, very, very far out there, but, you know, I'm striving for it. How about you?
Yeah, I'm thinking about this one. I would love it if our culture was such that every student was always bringing somebody. If a student just had a constant mindset of, hey, I have this friend who needs Jesus and I want to invite them into the family that you've envisioned, this beautiful group hug. Come be part of this thing because it's so compelling to be among people who love each other and are good to each other. This will bring people to Jesus. And I would just love it if our students had that vision and were always thinking about their friend who hasn't come yet, you know, and bringing them into the mix rather than coming and just, yeah, they want to come to be with their church friends or their current friends and do their thing. just to always be thinking about the person who isn't there yet. If our students had that mindset.
Oh, man, that would be something.
Oh, my gosh, that would be beautiful. That would be beautiful.
I dream of a time. Wow, this is turning really, really poetic here. But seriously.
Is this a great word, though?
It's a great word. Good work, Mr. Anderson. I dream of a time where our students have a correct balance in their life of priorities. Mm. You know, again, it'd be easy to say, I want them to have, you know, the student ministry in the church be their number one priority, and that they're there come hell or high water, no matter what.
But that's not really what I want.
Yeah. What I really want is them to understand the importance of it and to be able to make sacrifices to be there, because you can't create that community that we just dreamt about. Yeah. You can't bring friends if you're not there 75% of the time. But yet I also want them to be in, I want them to be in a sport. I want them to do their school play. I want them to be in the band and the choir at school, because then they have an opportunity to take this light that they have of Jesus into those environments, to some of those students who would probably never darken the door of the church. So to have that, to be present enough in the church and in the student ministry to be in a really good place in their relationship with the Lord, so that when they were on the team and when they were in the club and when they were doing the thing, that they were doing it for Jesus, as opposed to really the reality, which is it's just kind of flip-flopped, where their priority is in the club and the sport, and then they're only at the church or the youth group enough to just kind of be just there.
So they'd be bought into your group and bought into Jesus together, that when they left, they'd be on mission together.
They'd be on mission.
All the time.
On the soccer team, on the lacrosse team, on the whatever,
on
the band.
That would be phenomenal.
They're there on mission. They're not there to play. I mean, yeah, they're going to play soccer, but that's not the primary reason they're there. Their primary reason they're there is to meet some people who aren't at youth group, who don't know Jesus.
And the truth is, every youth worker teaches this, talks about this, sells this to the students, and sometimes it happens when things are going well, but the real big picture where everybody's doing that all the time, I mean, as churches, we struggle with that, of course, as well. So,
and if I want to be greedy in my quixotic dreaming,
okay,
I would say that the parents would also have that same understanding, that they would create an environment.
You're getting carried away.
I know, I'm getting crazy. That they would create an environment for their kids. They would create that environment for
That's the wrong reference.
Yeah. They would create that environment for their kids where this was the priority and everything else was the mission. Mm. You know, and boy, wouldn't that just be amazing? Because then maybe for the parents, it would be the same thing.
Wow.
The church and their involvement and their walk with Christ would be their priority, and their job and their PTA and everything else that they do would be the mission of flowing out of that, as opposed to sort of the reverse flow. So, but that's so quixotic.
I got another one.
It's so utopian.
I got another one.
Please.
I would love it if our environment week to week, high school, middle school, was so open and vulnerable that kids were just repenting and giving their life to Jesus every single week. I would just love it if the Spirit of God was just working in such a clear, powerful, present way all the time, that I could just see the results every single week. It would just blow me away. It would blow me away if I came back every Sunday night. I went home every Sunday night, and my after was celebrating the fact that three or four kids had given their lives to Jesus that night, and now they were on mission for Him and going to bring a friend back next week. The power of that, the beauty of that, would be astounding.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
All this dreaming, I'm getting a little depressed at it. Yeah. No, actually, I'm not getting depressed. I'm actually, it's exciting because if we can envision those things, then we can work for them. We can sweat for them. We can bleed for them. We can get after it. Because although those are utopian dreams, that's what we're in it for. We want to get our students there. And so that's why we wake up every day. That's why we go to work. That's why we sleep on crappy beds at retreats and eat, you know, bad chicken sandwiches. Because these things, although they seem so far out and so utopian, are things we still need to be striving for.
I'm not done. I got more.
Oh, you're getting a little greedy. What else do you want to see?
I want to see our students who graduate be mission-driven with their lives. I would love it if we had students who went off to college to go into ministry, to go into some kind of, you know, IGM type of work, like changing the world for Jesus. I would just be astounded if we had musicians who were going to make an impact on the kingdom for the glory of God. I would just be astounded if we had students who were going to be doctors and lawyers, and they were going to go to, you know, third world countries and serve the poor. Like, if we had students who were just going out and just changing the world from our student ministry every year, and that was the majority of the students, that's quixotic.
That is. That would be amazing. That would be pretty amazing.
Instead of, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Get a good job and a good car and a nice house and, all those good and great vacations and all that kind of stuff.
I got one more.
Okay, I'll give you one more.
I would love it if we really did see the youth ministries in our community. We come together. We're pretty unified. We're good friends. But I would love it if we had a greater impact on the tens of thousands of teenagers in our community. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how we get there. You know, short of the power of God and some kind of spiritual revival. But wouldn't it be great if we really did see hundreds of kids coming to Jesus because of the youth ministries of our county and our area working together?
That'd be unbelievable. So what are your dreams? What are your dreams out there? What quixotic utopian dreams are just rumbling around in your head that you would just absolutely love to see? The great thing is if you can envision it, you can work towards it.
Yeah.
You can work for it. You can get up and you can go to work. You can strap those shoes on and get out of bed and get after it, because we can make these things happen.
And you also, we can't get discouraged by the fact that utopian realities don't come to pass.
Right.
Because that's why they call them utopian.
Right.
I mean, they're, you know, these are dreams, they're quixotic, they're romantic visions. They may never become fully fledged realities.
But it doesn't mean we don't work for it.
But it doesn't mean we don't try.
It doesn't mean we don't try to get close.
We keep dreaming. We keep working. We keep praying. We hope for great things to happen.
Absolutely. So we hope that you have some quixotic dreams for your ministry.
And we hope that you can now spell quixotic.
Yeah, and you should use it in casual conversation in the next couple of days.
People will be super impressed with your vocabulary. They're going to think you're not a youth pastor. They're going to think you're like a seminary professor.
Absolutely.
So you should definitely use it.
Sounds good. Quixotic.
All right, we'll be
Dream
back.
Big.
We'll be back tomorrow with the next episode of Sherpa Shorts.
Sherpa's out.